Okay, we're beginning Hilchos Shaar Avos HaTumah today, and obviously the title is basically self-explanatory. This deals with the remaining primary areas of Tumah. The Rambam says Yesh b'chol and Shlosh mitzvos aseh, the three positive commandments, din tumas aveila. So that's going to be the first chunk. It's going to deal with the halachas of Tumah by, let's say, a dead animal, din tumas sharetz. That's the second category, which deals with Tumah related to we'll call it crawling animals, and then finally din shechvas zera, din tumas shechvas zera, which refers to the tumah associated with semen. Now, assuming the avodah zarah, metamah kasharetz, and tumas v'derei sofer. And the Rambam does add here that idols, right, also impart tumah, just like kasharetz, but this is a derabanan tumah. Okay, paragraph alach aleph, hanavela ab navas tumas kazayis v'sarah metamah adam akim l'mangal klisharetz b'avir. So lays out the principle: a dead animal is primary tumah. A kazayis, which is always by flesh, the minimal amount, the kazayis of flesh. Produces tumah in both a person and objects by touching, and when it comes to an earthenware container, as we know, it's through the air inside, so to speak, that can impart tumah as well. And so too, it's able to give tumah to a person through carrying, just like a situation of someone who's riding something, like a case of a zav who's riding something. So ketzah, what does that mean? Adam shenaga benevela nitma. So a person who touches a dead animal is tameh, and now he's first level tumah. Now, let's say he's touching, let's say, clothes. Even while he's still touching the dead animal, and they're still tahor. So too, kelim that on top of the tahor, because this is a derivative. Rishon tumah is derivative, and the vlad, a derivative, does not produce tumah in other items. Allah knows as a nevela, but someone who carries the dead animal, so he can make other things, other objects, tameh if you're carrying. So those clothes, for instance, let's say he's carrying the dead body, excuse me, the dead animal, his clothing now becomes primary tumah, meaning derivative. But that will not produce tumah in another person or an earthenware container. But if he was to suggest even when carrying, like Ron explained in the previous section. Halacha beis, echad behima v'chaya, bena mutarim v'achila bena asurim. So it doesn't matter if it's domesticated or undomesticated, whether it's permitted to eat or not. In mesu kulon, if they all die, bisarim matamim v'kazayis, their flesh causes tumah even by kazayis amount. Shritas behemah tahara v'chaya tahara mitaraso v'kol makom. And also, when it comes to shechting an animal, right, which again is the kosher method of slaughter, it doesn't matter if it is a what do you call it, a domesticated or undomesticated animal that's kosher. So it is what do you call it? It is tahor. In all situations. Even if he shechted chulin inside the Beis Mikdash and he shechted a korban outside the Mikdash, they retain their status being Torah. However, let's say something occurs during the slaughtering that would disqualify the shechita. That's considered a dead animal, and therefore, since it's the vela, remember, shechita does not make the animal tameh. Right, but if it's a bad shechita, that does make the animal tameh because it's down the velo matana masa, and it causes toma through carrying kamosh beyond the hilchos shechita, as the Rambam explained much earlier in hilchos shechita. Halacha gimel, behema tmeya b'chaya tmeya. So if we have non kosher or tameh domesticated or non domesticated animals, ain shechita elosba, shechita does not help them. So if you did a kosher, so to speak, shechita or halachically acceptable slaughtering on these animals that you can't eat, it doesn't help. The echad ashochta or hanochra or chanuka or shemesek darka. Now it doesn't matter whether what do you call it? You shechted it, you stabbed it, you strangled it, you choked it, or it died naturally. It is nevela. And all pieces of nevela are able to join together when to a kazayis, whether they're coming from an animal that's not kosher or in a situation where I did a bad shlita on an animal that is kosher, they could all join together to form that kazayis. So the marrow inside bones of an animal is considered like its meat, like its flesh, the dama nevela, in a metamic nevela. However, blood from a dead animal does not produce tumah like nevela. Elarehu kamashkin tmeyan. It's considered like liquids that are tumah. She'ena matamim lo adam lakinam minatara. That midaraisa do not produce tumah either in a person or in what do you call it? Let's say other items. Chelav behematar or shemesa tar. So the fat of what do you call it, of a kosher animal that dies is tar. Shnemar bechelav nevela chetra yaseh lo chamachav veachol lo sochlu. So it's only usher when it comes from either a dead animal that's not kosher, let's say, or a trefa, meaning it has a mortal wound. Now let's say, what do you call it? Let's say it was made to go ahead, let's say it was turned into a liquid, which would therefore allow it, the fat, which would allow it now to acquire tumah. It's considered like food now that's tumah and not like an actual piece of flesh from the dead animal. Now, when let's say you touch the chela, the fat that's outside one of the kidneys, right, before you go ahead and separate it out, so your tame is as if you touch the kidney itself, right? Because some of the what do you call it, pieces, so to speak, of the kidney stick out into the fat. But when it comes to a kosher animal, whether it's domesticated, undomesticated, whether it comes about behemoth tamei, which is domesticated, what do you call tame animal, or chaya, undomesticated wild animal, whether it's tame or tar, echa basar v'echa chelva l'tumah. Right, it doesn't matter if it's meat or if it's fat. All those are tamei. Matama the mechanim exas kibas nevela, and therefore that fat would produce tuma in a person or in any other object by kazais, not just like the meat, the flesh from a dead animal. So we know the koi is that suffix type animal. Its chelav is matama kibsaro, but tumasa b'safek, and it's tuma out of kashim. Vigachin sofer nal truma b'kashim. That's why you would not go ahead and burn truma or other animal sacrifices as a result of it. Ben chayav in karas tumaso, albeit a mikdash or achlas kachem. However, at the same time, you would not be chayav in karas by being tame. So you got tame from it and went to the base of mikdash or eating it. So it's like a suffix. It's a doubtful tuma status. Now these are the parts of a dead animal that did not produce tuma like nevela. Hatsamas or kanayim etzlafim. So we've seen this before: the bones, the horns, and the hooves. Even if the soft area that's included with it, that would actually cause it to bleed. And this is going to be a big area, the hide itself, even if it hasn't been processed. As well, what it called? It also refers to, let's say, after you skin the animal, it refers to the sinews and any gravy or other spices that are cooked with it. So then, this only applies when it's actually separated from the animal itself. But if we touch any one of the things that the Rambam listed above, that is still when it's still attached to the animal, as long as it's attached to a kazayas basa. Because these do not join together to form the kazayas. So let's say you have a piece of skin that's attached still to the hide of the animal. Whether you skinned it, or whether, let's say, it was whether you removed it with a knife, whether it was torn apart by another animal, and a misdrafting kazayis that would not combine together for kazayis of tumah. But let's say what it called, there were different pieces of the skin that kind of were joined together physically, and they formed the kazayis that would actually be able to impart tumah. That's the elu behemos orosam kivsarim. There's certain animals where what it called where their hide, orosam kibsaram, their hides are considered like the actual flesh itself. So or chazir shel yishuv. So we have the hide of a certain type of pig, or chatoteres hagamal haracha. So you also have the hide of the hump area of the camel, vor base avoshes. So you have the skin around the genitals, vor hashlil. That's the skin, around a fetus, vor shetachas alia, and then you have the skin below the tail. So these are all metame from the vela. But if you went ahead and processed them and then used them in like some sort of work area, now they're tahor. It must have had maisa shabitlan taharan. And if you do an action to them that basically said they're no longer meat, they're also tahor. Even if you didn't, what do you call it, go ahead and start the processing of them. So ketsa, so what does this mean? Ozen chamor, so let's say you have the ear of a donkey. Right, that he's using it as a handle for his basket, tahora. Kamahu kidei avoda arba mila. Now, what does it mean that it was never used for avoda? It means the amount of time that it takes for it to walk 4 mil. Vezuhu chatoteres raka. Right, so what's considered what it called the camel hump that's soft? Kozman shelo taina. Any time that you never loaded something on the hump of the camel. Giyazman aliton. Let's say it's time for it to go to load things on it. Velotana, you didn't. Oshatana kodem sheyagia zmana, or you loaded it before it was supposed to be, so to speak, ready to be loaded at that age. Harei zeh safek. That's all considered to be a safek, whether it produced tuma or not. Lachiyad hamashit nevelas behemo chaya bein tamei bein tara bein dakam bein gasa. So let's say when you go ahead and skin the the dead animal, whether it's domesticated or undomesticated, whether it's kosher or not, whether it is thin or fat. Bein l'shchita, bein l'shticha hifshit, right? And it doesn't matter what it called. If you're going to use, let's say, the skin to go ahead and use it as some sort of like mat, kemish hifshit, or k'le'achiza, since you separated from the hide enough to, so to speak, grab, which means v'shnei tfachim, right, which is about two tfachim's rosh, kind of gev or zeh, if you touch this hide, shehufshat, that you skinned, that's tahar. V'ad shelo hifshit shnei tfachim, kind of gev or kind of gev vasa. And until you go ahead and skin, before you skin the two tfachim amount, touching that skin is like touching the basa. Let's say you went ahead and wanted to use the hides as you're skinning it for the purpose of, let's say, a cup. So the ore is considered attached, this hide is considered attached to the animal until you remove the entire chest area. Let's say you skinned it just from the legs. The ore is considered, the hide still considered attached, but a gib or can a gib basar, and therefore if you touch the hide, it's like touching meat, ach yafish or kula mel basar, until the hide is completely removed. So too, when you skin the hide of a sheretz, so also the hide is considered connected until you complete the entire skinning process. Or sha'al hatzavar, so too, the skin or hide that's around the neck of the animal, chibur, it's considered attached, ach yafish kula, until it's all removed. So any or any hide that is attached that has to do with that's attached for tumah is also attached when it comes to receiving tumah. Shemhai says shruta, right? Because let's say the animal was shachted properly, v'naga tumah b'or. Let's say something tumah touched the hide, zehu zeshu chibur, which is still attached, nitma basar. So then the flesh that's attached to also becomes tumah as well. Or sheish alav kazayis vela, so or that has on it a kazayis of flesh, of dead flesh, and a give it siv. So let's say you, what it called, you touch like a piece, a small piece of the skin, ayosimena that comes out, vusaro, shekenegdo, as well as the hair that's next to it, machoria or that is on the other side of the hide, nitma, v'nesha or vusaro shomer the basar, because we'll say the or, the hide and its hair are protecting the flesh. This only applies when the meat is like left over from the animal. But let's say what it called, it was left over with a knife, meaning you were doing involved in skinning it, or imaya merudad batal agava or. So if it is what it called, if it is considered like a very tiny amount that's unimportant, then what it called, it's okay, assuming that it was a very thin area that was left over. Okay, alachi beis or sheishalav kshnei chatzai zaysim basar navela. Right, so let's say there are two pieces of meat. Each one is half a gazayas in size. That is what it called. That's attached to the ore. Or mevatlan, the ore, it nullifies them, but in a matamim, and they don't produce tumah lo magav lo masa, whether it is touching or carrying. Shekol she'in a matamim in the nevela, the magav in a matamim masa. Because in general, anything that doesn't impart tumah when it's through touching by nevela, also won't by carrying. About shnei chatzayis zaysim, when it comes to two half gazayas, half olive size, shetachvan bekisam, hanosin, what do you call it? Let's say you cut two pieces. And each half is the size of half a zayas. What do you call it? But again, you like cut them. Hanosan tame, if you carry them, you're tame. Shrei nasa kazayas, because it's as if you're carrying a kazayas amount. Vanogea tar, but if you touch it, you're tarish. In chibur adam chibur, because if I put these two pieces together, that's not considered legit. Vushiu shnein merudadin udvukin zemazet, as long as they ready car kind of like not so important and they're attached to each other, actually not look echad, until basically they look like they are one. Let's say there are two half kazayas sizes that are literally separate, but they're held together by, let's say, one spit. Even if I carry them on my back and forth the entire day, it is still tahar. So when meat from a dead animal decomposes and will no longer be eaten by a dog, then it's tahar. Netzal avela suffik imatamik zayis and those. So we have this type of decomposition by netzal. That's a situation of suffik, which we've seen before, and we're not sure if it's matamik zayis or not. Basar nevela sheyavish. Now, let's say you have meat from a dead animal that dries out. Imachol lishros beposhrin meisleis lachzor lach. So if you're able to go ahead and return it into a state of being wet again or moist, v'rari lekelev, and then the dog would eat it. Matame that produced him. Then lav, if not tahar. And it will not even impart tuma to foods. So when the meat of a dead animal was decomposed and disgusting at the outset, they never the machal adam, and a person would never eat it. Then I raise the Torah. Why should never the ger shabish rachati den of achala adshet tchilasa ruvil ger? It has to be at the outset that which a ger would eat. This is the placenta found in a dead animal. Harihi parash ukaroi. It's considered to be waste and like fecal matter. Benimatamik nevela does not produce tuma like nevela. Vimchashav leil achila. But if he said he's going to eat it, mistamet tumas oakland. Then it produces tuma of tumas oakland. Hakeva vachelav sham nevela tohar miklum. So the the dried milk in the stomach and the liquid milk in the stomach of the nevela are also tohar. Halacha tazayin behima sheshafa chararz dam. Let's say, what do you call it? An animal discharges some type of blood. It's like a thick. Api sheniftara mina bechora. So even though now this type of discharge means it's no longer chayav in bechor, right? In a metama, it doesn't produce similar lomaga, lomasa, the touching and carrying. Achia but suas nevel, until it actually has the form of a fetus. Vishi betela bero vayosima, because it is batal in the majority, nullifies the majority that comes out with it. Vika kitara, that's why it's tara api shaiser yule ger agavima. Even though a ger would eat it, together with the mother animal. Fine lach yitzayin, nevelish in is arva b'shchuta, a dead animal that is mixed up with one that is shechted properly. Im robin b'shchuta, the tail of nevela. If most of it is properly slaughtered, it makes the nevela nullified b'shchuta. Benakol matama maga, and none of it will matama, will produce tuma and touching. But im nasal kol, but if you carry all of it, nitma, then it's tamesh, I efshar l'shchuta shetakso nevela, because it's impossible for that which is slaughtered to ever go back to nevela. On the vela, but when something's vela, efshar shetatar kishetisrach vikach devatel. So when something's vela, it's possible to go ahead and become tor through it decomposing, right? And that's why we say it will be batel. Okay, that ends Parak Aleph, and we'll continue with Parak Beis tomorrow.